Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, April 26, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For more information, check out terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, the CyberDeck Money Overview and AMA hosted by SuperTerra. Let's take a listen.
Marvelous. And of course, it's the morning for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 8 a.m.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. I've had some spaces where people have been getting up at 6 a.m. and other ones where I've been on a space like last night at 1 a.m.
that was sleep spin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent.
Well, thanks for having me, man. I'm just getting some references ready. The background.
Excellent. Yeah, no, fantastic. Well, we can, to be honest, we can get kicked off in a moment. I mean, basically, we've got a nice crowd gathering, and let's get into it if you're happy.
Oh yeah, and no, shout out to Corey on the listener. He has a nice void NFT as a.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I always get a whitelist for Void. From Void for their token sale.
yes, I saw there's a nice link up, isn't there? Yeah, and we can certainly get into all of that. So I guess, yeah, in terms of, yeah, to kick things off, obviously this has been recorded as always by our lovely friends from TerraSpaces. So anyone obviously listening back to this, you can obviously get more details. I've also published an article on Loop with some background on CyberDeck. So again, a bit more context there for people who might want to read through that. And also, mm-hmm. Excitingly, Loop have asked me to give away a couple of prizes. So obviously, we'll do our own exciting discussion to start with, but. Anyone who wants to step forward and ask a question, or indeed wants to submit one, either on Discord or on sort of on Twitter messages, then you've got the opportunity to win a Loop NFT whitelist, which effectively means you can buy one of the first edition Loop NFTs for literally one UST. So a bit of a bargain there.
I want that.
Yeah, so I know. we could certainly sort that. Let's get into it. So first of all, really great to be talking with you. We have spoken electronically. I think I say this on a lot of my spaces. This is the first time we've physically spoken, as it were, on a voice chat. So yeah, welcome. I mean, obviously really exciting. You are 80% through your mint, really tremendous reception from the community, some really good artwork. But I think what I really want to explore with you is there's a lot more to it than just an NFT. I see this as fundamentally the building block of a very, very interesting project. So I guess to kick things off, do you want to introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background on both yourself and what the project's all about?
Yeah. So my real name is Jono. I'm from Holland, but you can say Jono. I'm a Dutchie, but I live in New Zealand for the past 6 years. I have a 9-year-old kid that might wake up anytime soon, which should be good. And I'm a UI, a UX designer, and a front end developer. And I I've been doing that for quite a long time. And I wanted something like Cyberdeck, and the road kind of took me here, and I can go a bit more into detail about the history. But yeah, I'm Jono, Wirehead Studio on Twitter, and I'm currently doing Cyberdeck solo, but I have Dyke as a development partner, and I'm going to expand this ASAP. But yeah, I'm going a little bit on a tangent there. that's who I am.
That's quite all right. Quite all right. And tell us more about the actual project as well. We're really interested to hear more about it.
Right. Yeah. So I'm building Cyberdeck, and the goal is to be an all-in-one interface for your Terra money. One place that kind of replaces your 50 tabs and 100 Discord servers to stay up to date in the Terra ecosystem. To start, that's kind of the approach.
Absolutely. I think, as I said in my article, and I often say on my spaces, when you're maxed out on Discords, as I am, and it's one out and one in, anything that helps reduce the sheer number of Discords that people are in is great. Although, obviously, a quick question from myself, how do you envisage that actually working? So I think one of the upsides of Discords is obviously there's a lot of really good community chat. So is your plan to kind of, you know, if you like, trawl the Discords, get the key news, and almost curate it as a news service, or is it something a little bit different?
Yeah, so Cyberdeck can be a lot of things. It can do a lot of things. So apart from the things that can be automated with data that's coming from services and the blockchain, there's also a lot of people that are where Terra is their full-time job, right? They know everything about everyone. And everything that's going on. So, you know, lots of these things can be gathered manually by people that are in the community that are up to date and they know what's going on, alpha hunters, so to say. you know, they can be manually put into a database and represented on the app. You know, you cannot automate everything. And that's kind of what I want to do with from that for that part. So there's so much going on. But I'm in 100 Discord servers. I'm part of a lot of NFT collections, but I don't know when I should be taking something off of the market to make sure I get whitelisted for something, or to make sure I'm part of a snapshot or an airdrop I've missed or events I've missed. It can all kind of be crowdsourced. It can be done manually. So in terms of like staying up to date with things, replacing Discord servers, that's the approach I want to take for that when it comes to NFT collections. Yeah, and there's lots of, you know, discourse for other protocols there where I can be doing the same thing. That makes sense, right?
It does make sense. And actually, I guess I'm as guilty as anyone of missing whitelist deadlines and missing flash giveaways. And I think for every bit of alpha I spot, I probably miss four or five pieces, because sometimes things are announced. You know, good example recently, a Telegram-based stealth mint was launched. I can see someone sporting a bug on here. And these sorts of things are brilliant. And occasionally, yeah, I have missed mints. So I think that's quite powerful, what you're proposing there. I think also as well, my understanding, obviously, because at the moment it's obviously prototype and images, that this is going to be, if you like, a one-stop shop is the way I've christened it, for anything you want to do, whether you're DJing, playing it safe, or somewhere in between the two. Is your plan to basically be essentially a wallet source as well as an information source?
The wallet source, do you mean like connect to your... It's not going to be a wallet, but yeah, you connect to your wallet and you kind of have an interface that gives you insight in everything that's going on in Terra, apart from everything that's going on with your wallet. So I want to take a step back. Can I tell you a little bit just about like how CyberDeck came to be? Other than,
absolutely, yes, please. No,
maybe,
to
maybe
that
will give a little bit more insight. Yeah, so I'll go back 6 years. So about 6 years ago, I ended up in New Zealand with like a four-year-old daughter, and I got separated here, and the mom is Kiwi and whatnot. And I had to start life over from scratch, you know, the typical mattress on the floor scenario, flooding. And I've always been a creative, and I've had startups, and it's always been with someone else. And I like designing, I like programming, I like building things for myself. But finances was always the kind of last thought. You know, if you're in UI and you're in design and in the startup industry for since the start, then there's money flows there. And if you're good at your job, it's like, sweet, I can send all these invoices. Great. You don't really have to learn about finances because more comes in than goes out. Like, it's a good industry to be in if you're good at it, I guess. So that was always last on my mind. But if you have to start over from scratch, you kind of have to look at budgeting and taking things serious. So I had to really double down on my personal finance. And it's complicated, right? If you want to achieve something that's not just a full-time job, if you want to do something other than that, there's a lot of rules. But for me, data and overview of my life is really important. So I had the idea of I want a dashboard for my life. I want to see quickly what are my goals. You know, I had to go for residency. I wanted to pay off tax debt, pay taxes. Anyway, I had to do that. And I couldn't get a good overview. So I was dreaming of a dashboard of my life. You know, I could see everything coming together, and I wanted to build that. So I made some designs. I have that on Dribbble as well, and it goes back 6 years. I coded a couple of ideas, but I never really got to a point where I could build that into a product. And I wasn't a resident, so I couldn't really do anything other than working full time. So when I got back into crypto a couple a month ago, back in October, when I got my residency, it kind of all came together. I'm like, oh man, I've been looking for something. I got back into crypto in October after abandoning it for 10 years because I sold my Bitcoin and it hurt. I sold it at like 200 each, like 10 years ago. And out of pain, I didn't come back to crypto until a couple of months ago. And I knew that if I got back into crypto, it's going to take over my life because it's fascinating. But I want to go back into crypto and use it for personal finance. And I couldn't find something until I found Terra. You know, crypto is complicated. Tech is complicated. And I'm in tech, and crypto still hurts my brain, so to say. And it's going to be even more complicated for everyone else that is not a day trader or heavy into investing. So that kind of came together at the end of last year. I saw Terra. I was like, man, I want this as my secondary bank account. Because investing and doing all that kind of stuff in a country that you're not from is a bit of a nightmare. But I could set up a Terra wallet in a minute and could do something cool from there. So I thought, oh man, Terra, that's awesome. I want to use this as my bank account. But it's really complicated. There's not a good tool available. There's Apeboard, which is awesome. But that wasn't really doing it for me. And then I took some old designs from my life dashboard and thought, oh man, I can use this for Terra. And that's kind of how it started. I put that up on Twitter, and the response was really awesome. And yeah, I'm going to cut myself off there so that I can maybe regroup. Yeah.
No, that's absolutely fine.
How it started. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. So obviously you've had a massive life move, and obviously some life challenges there. And effectively, yeah, your own sort of inspiration is really having to budget, think about what you're doing, put it all into kind of a personal perspective. And what you've now done is obviously getting back into crypto. And I'm fascinated by the fact that you had that sort of 10-year hiatus. I mean, for many people, they're only just discovering the crypto space now. I mean, I've been in it quite a few years myself, but really interesting that you kind of had that break between, and obviously you've discovered, coming back into Terra, and I guess that's sort of leading on to my next question. But essentially, this whole idea, from what I'm understanding, started from your own kind of life dashboard, but actually putting out some thoughts into the community. And kind of how did it go from there to essentially starting up the web visuals, and also importantly, the NFT project around it?
Yeah, the NFT project came first. So back in October, just for context, back in July, I could finally freelance again after being getting my residency in New Zealand. Means that I can legally do my own work again. I've always been freelancing. Working full time for a boss is not my forte. I've done a lot of things out of passion and wanting to use something myself. You know, scratch around itch is the what they use. You know, I'm there since I'm 35 now. I kind of started my career when Web 2 took off. You know, that's what I did. I did UI design and front end development kind of together. And the Web 2 revolution was, you know, everyone can have a software as a service startup. So I've been part of that for a long time, and I've always put ideas out of there and being part of a Twitter community and kind of just connect with people. That's how I got most things out of life. Connect with cool people and do cool stuff and put ideas out there and see how people respond. And in October, I knew I wanted to do something with crypto, and I ventured into Ethereum and I learned about NFTs, and I was one of the people bashing it. You know, like NFTs, bullshit. You can just right click. It's bad for the environment. And then I couldn't bash it forever. I wanted to learn more about it, and I fell in love with the technology behind NFTs. You know, yeah, right click isn't really the point, is it? So at the same time, I found this tool, nightcafe.com. I mean, like a lot of people know it for doing stuff with AI. It's kind of like it is a software as a service thing. You know, you put in a prompt and it gives you tools to kind of mess around with AI. It's quite cool. So I started playing with that, and I was morphing things on like the Solana ecosystem, like taking other people's NFTs and throwing AI at it, and then people loved that and got excited about it, and I kind of kept going with NFTs, and I thought, oh, what if I do an NFT set? And this was before the idea of Cyberdeck. I never really got anywhere with that. I didn't want to just do an NFT set for the sake of it. And then as the idea for Cyberdeck kind of came to be, I had all this artwork from previous NFTs experiments just lying around. And I thought, man, there's this, in the Ethereum world, there's this tool. It's Floor NFTs. And what they do is... if you want to be part of their development, their community, you buy an NFT and you kind of can follow along and can use their app and whatnot. So they're reusing NFTs to crowdsource their development. And I thought, man, that's freaking cool. I want to build Cyberdeck and go that route, because I'm a designer, developer. I want to get an idea out there, and I don't want to have to deal with taking investment, for example, from an outsider. I've kind of always wanted to bootstrap. So I kind of put the two together. I thought, okay, I can make NFTs, can be an access, a way to access the product earlier than everyone else. And I can use the artwork that I've used before to at least make it useful. You know, I made about 8,000 experiments or just messing around with AI before making these NFTs. So there was so much work already in there. I didn't want any of that to get lost. And in Terra, everything is about space, planets. And I kind of all just worked out that way in terms of lore. So I thought, if I'm going to do an NFT set as a way to access a product, and it, you know, that's why it's a utility first. It's about the product, and NFT is a nice extra. It kind of worked out like that. I feel so lucky. It worked out really well.
Excellent. And obviously, you've got your first collection is 1,000 pieces. And with a fair wind, I think you're fairly close already to minting out those 1,000 pieces, actually 1,111 in total, but 1,000 actually obviously released at present. Talk me through and talk the audience through the plans, because obviously you've got this first premium collection, but then I understand there are going to be subsequent collections too. I mean, it'd be interesting to hear, you know, the value that this first collection is going to give to the holders.
Right. So, yeah. So what you get for having one of these NFTs is that you get access to the alpha and beta. Alpha will be ready within probably 6 to 8 weeks. Like, it doesn't give you access immediately, but I'll explain a bit more about what is there already later. So yeah, you get access to the alpha and beta first. If you have one of these NFTs in your wallet, you get lifetime premium access. I can go a little bit more into depth about that one later. You get whitelisted for second settlers as well. You get exclusive Discord channels. There's a couple of airdrops you're going to get with that as well. And I can share some alpha later as well about other things I'm thinking about. And that's what you're going to get when you have one of these NFTs. And the value mainly is alpha and beta and lifetime premium membership. So there's a lot that can be built within this tool that is useful for people that spend a lot of time trading NFTs or just trading, like day trading. And that's what I want to do with premium membership, because there's basically two kind of customers or people that I'm targeting with Cyberdeck. One is people like my girlfriend or my friends that I've been trying to shill Terra to, and they love the idea, and they buy Luna and Terra, and they try to trade a little bit, but it's complicated if you want to use crypto for the benefit, but you're not a day trader, so to say. So that's one of the customers that I'm targeting with an easy-to-use application. But then there's also the people that are here that trade NFTs, that really enjoy that kind of part of crypto and growing their assets that way. And they like being on top of things. They like investing in things that are happening and being part of token sales and swapping and using this. They spend a lot more time in it. And that's what I'm focusing on with premium features. And the main focus for premium features at first is going to be NFT tools, for one, because that's currently the community that I have that are supporting the product. So all these features that your regular person wouldn't really use, that is premium for now. And there's a lot that can be built around that. I'm not sure if I've completely answered all your questions.
No, that's okay. We've got a few people actually already sort of interested in asking questions. Oh, they've disappeared. So I was actually going to invite up our first questioner, if you like, from the audience shortly. But I think you've set a good scene there. Obviously, you're marrying up the art and the opportunity, and I really like the fact you're linking it into not only the protocol checks and tracking, but also the following of the NFT market, the news and everything else. I think probably as someone sort of listening in, I'm sure there'll be questions around kind of roadmap and timings. That's really strange. Our first questioner, who was about to invite up, has disappeared. So anyone listening, and if you've got a burning question around Cyberdeck, around tools that can help you with your crypto journey, please do press the button, step forward. Be great to hear from you. I guess whilst we're waiting for that, the art style. Talk me through a little bit of that. It's very interesting. There's this kind of shades of it may not be the case, but I'm seeing you've got the sort of the circular reference in the middle there, and some quite psychedelic examples in the collection, and I think quite a few potential tie-ups, I believe, as well, in terms of links to other protocols.
Yes. So when you work with an AI tool, you can use a prompt, write a sentence to create something. You can also give a source image that the AI can work with. So that's what I did. I have a friend that makes a NFT collection called Planetarium. I think it's on Ethereum. And, you know, when you're playing with AI, you're just going to throw anything at it. So I was like, ooh, cool. What if I put a planet in there? That's what I did. And it came out really cool. And if I use the word like psychedelic in there, it's going to be kind of psychedelic because AI is crazy. So that's exactly what I did. I put a planet in there as a source, threw a prompt at it. It took a lot of time to get it right, though. Like, AI is quite complicated to get a what is it? Not programmable. I had to make a lot of them, so I had to find a way. I found a system where they kind of all are somewhat cool looking. There's a couple of ugly ones in there, but most of them look cool. That's how they're made. Yeah. Oh, and then the collaboration with other protocols. So when I started, you know, with the idea of making NFTs to raise money, people asked for traits. And I thought, okay, cool, traits. Yeah, let me think about that. And over the past 6 months that I've been getting into the Terra community, I've made a lot of connections. So I know a lot of people that do cool things in Terra. So I just hit them up. I'm like, hey, I'm doing this. Can I have, you know, what if we do a trait and find some sort of dual holder rewards? You know, and everyone's been quite susceptible to that. So I'm doing a couple collabs as much as I can, but it's not the goal of the NFT. So if things fall through, that can happen. I try to make as many cool opportunities for people that have certain traits because it's fun. But yeah, the reward is in the premium membership and being part of Alpha and Beta, and everything else is a nice to have, so to say.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, as I say, I don't know. We have had a few spaces where people have struggled to step up and speak. I did see someone request and then they've dropped out again. But I do actually have a question from a listener. Shopon.ust has just messaged me. And they're interested to know, so what are the main features of the NFT? And I think you've covered quite a bit of that already. But why, in your opinion, should people buy the NFT? What's the kind of key thing that you would say that you're going to get out of buying that first premium membership, early alpha NFT, if you like?
Yeah, well, that is the most important part. So it's $250. What it does is support me build the app. You're going to get access to it much earlier than everyone else to get some value out of it. And premium, it's going to cost money in the future. You know, there's a lot of money you can make in selling NFTs and trading them. So I know in NFT or in Terra or crypto worlds, kind of expected that you get a lot for being part of something, which you will. But the main save, the main thing you get here is that you're not paying premium prices for all the features I'm going to release. And so there's more coming, but at the start I was struggling with promising too much because these things turn into features. I mean, yield-bearing assets. And I didn't want to introduce too much, but I do have an alpha for you. So I can tell more about what you're going to get when you have one of these NFTs. So first of all, you're a first settler. You're OG. It's absolutely crazy that I can build this with the help from the community. So I want to share, right? If CyberDeck does well, I want the early investors to do well. So one of the things I want to do is that the current app, you can open it on app.cyberdeck.money, and it's just a welcome page at the moment. And this is where I'm building out components and building out things that to get ready for the developers, so that a lot of it is already there. But if you look at it, there's a massive wallpaper on the background. And I'm going to be using that for advertising for the future, for when there's a free version, right? Because there will be a free version that's quite, not limited, but closer to what Aport is at the moment, right? You can kind of see what you have, what your assets are at the moment. And you'll be missing a bunch of tools and nice features. But I can advertise on that. I can use the wallpaper on the background as a good, eye candy. And it can be a widget in the app. It can be an ad. And what I want to do is that the profit of the free version's ad get distributed to the first sector holders when the product is live. I'm also considering, well, not considering, I want to profit share the second settlers as well. So first settlers, I'm doing that for initial funding so that I can hire the development partner and just hire them out as, or hire them as contractors so they can get started. And I'm not going to be able to pay myself from it. I'm going to be doing freelance work at the same time so I can just pay my own bills, you know. Okay. But it's likely that I need to do another funding round to get further and hire the people that check your smart contracts. What's it called? Freaking expensive.
Devs?
No, not devs. It's like one of those companies you hire to that check your smart contracts.
Verification, validation, and so on, making sure that auditors,
yes, and that's yeah. In the three at least. So
it's an important factor for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, so yeah. It's going to take a while to figure out how to charge for premium services, you know, because in crypto you cannot just charge someone's credit card. So there's a big chance I need to do more, raise more money with first settlers. So second settlers, sorry. So I want to do profit sharing there. So I need to think through the economics of that one. I know by law I can now finally kind of talk about this openly. The tax law is complicated in finances, but that's currently what I'm thinking about in terms of alpha. So apart from getting access early and being part of kind of development and having a say and using the tools to make a profit, I also want to do that. Like I want to have this app myself. Communist is bad, but I like sharing, you know. I don't like keeping it all for myself. I come from humble backgrounds. I think community is important and the people that work with you. So the more I share, the better I feel, the more fun I have and everyone else. That's definitely the goal. We win, everyone wins. It's
absolutely. Yeah, cool. Everyone wins together. We do have a couple of speakers who will be very patient, so I'm going to invite them up in a moment. And also a couple of questions on my DMs as well. So I think if we start with, let me just invite a couple of speakers. We've got Perfy UST and a regular familiar name, Jimmy, who's messaged me, so be keen to sort of hear from, well, we'll start out with, they're both up now. So yeah, start out with Perfy to start with, and then we'll move on to Jimmy.
He's my biggest supporter. There's a couple familiar faces.
Well, welcome, Perfy.
Hey, how's it going? What's up, Wirehead?
Hey, mate.
Perfy here, big fan of the project. Was whitelisted a long, long time ago. Super happy to see the mint happen. Picked myself up one. So just to kind of quickly overview what you said and then ask my question, basically this is going to be a project that tracks tokens, NFTs, things along those lines in the Terra network, and helps you kind of keep track of your portfolio in one nice, tidy spot. My two questions are, number one, will you show rolling averages of token purchases? So if you purchase Luna seven different times, will it average it out and say your average Luna token price is X amount of dollars?
Yeah, yes. So I need to preface this with saying that I'm a designer and creative, and I'm learning about day trading and a lot more about finance. But it's been 7 months or 6 months, and some terminology that you guys are more familiar with if you do this as a job. Anyway, to answer your question, yes, I'd love to have that myself. Okay. What I also really want to have is that, you know, if I swap USD for Kuji, Jira, and later on I swap it back, I want to see, you know, if I've made a profit on that or not. If I have done that 10 times, I want to see an overall. Yeah, I want to see that as well. So for each individual swap, I want to see if I've made a profit or not.
Nice.
So, yeah. I hope that answers your question. So, I will be working together with people that, you know, do this a lot, like day trading. So there's a limit to my skill set. So to say.
No. Hey, you answered my question perfectly. Yeah. I appreciate that. My follow-up question is big picture. All right, this project is basically to the point to where it's only maintenance at this point. What's the next steps for CyberDeck after this thing's up and running and everything's looking golden?
What do you mean up and running? You mean like currently the NFT sale is going on, and I have like a super light page online that you can look at. But I can already kind of answer your question. So I just had a call with Dyke before. So Dyke.Capital, that's a business that does lots of cool stuff in the Terra ecosystem. For one, they run the validator for Dunku. So I'll be hiring them to build out my idea for the alpha. So I need to finalize the UI design for that and exactly what's going to be in there. So I'm going to do the design, share it on Discord, and then tell the developers exactly, like, okay, this is what I need. This is the kind of code that's already available. Because about a month ago, when I launched the project or the concept, I already started development and I kept a journal. And the page that I've been telling you about, app.cyberdeck.money, a lot of work already done as an extremely solid base to work from. So the developers that I'm hiring, they can go in and actually like just provide the data. Basically, they don't have to deal with HTML and CSS and design. So first order of business is have an app, then finish the alpha designs. Then I take that to Dyke and say exactly, okay, this is what I want. These are the requirements. This is the code that's already there. So it's extremely to the point so that I can just work with that. And the biggest part is going to get a source, find the best and quickest way to get data into the dashboard, historical data specifically. So that's the next step. Now that I have money in the treasury from the mint, which is crazy, awesome, I can pay Dyke. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I hope that answers your question. That's the next step.
No, this is awesome. Do you think this will ever become a phone app?
So if you say native, I'd love to, but I coded this currently in such a way that if you look at it on your phone, it's freaking optimized. It works really well. Well, I have an iPhone myself, but you can add it to your home screen, and it's not native. It's, you know, it's a web app, but it feels solid. You know, it feels nice. So to start, since it's not a wallet itself, you can just, you know, if it's on your phone in the browser, you can just connect to Terra Station, you know, and work that way. That's the first goal. I'd love this to be an iOS app as well. Sorry. But that's a completely different code base. And I still have a limited budget. So if I do a second settler set, then I'd love to also have someone work on iOS. Oh, and Android, of course.
Should I come in here now, Super Terra?
Huh?
Host?
Hello. No, sorry. We just finished off the previous question, but then we can bring you onto the floor. Are you ready, CyberDeck, for the next question?
Yeah, I got interrupted. Was there a problem?
No, no.
Or did I get cut out?
Yeah, it's a bit in and out. I sort of got the kind of Cher 1990s microphone effect going on some of the audio, which was never good.
No, but am I cutting out? Is what I'm wondering.
Little bit.
Oh, okay. I don't know. My bad.
I thought it's finished.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, no, I'm happy for the next question.
So, what exactly is this project?
Well, no, no, wait, hold on there, my friend. I'm next, okay? You stay in line. You stay behind me in queue. Thank you very much. So this is my opinion. You have a nice website. You have an interesting UI UX. The website is very dark looking. But from what I understand, you have actually not introduced anything. You've created a mint, and you're going to use that funding to create an app.
Yes.
And I think maybe you underestimate how hard it will be. I'm a Rust developer, and I can tell you it's actually kind of hard. There are elements of this which will be a bit difficult. There'll be a lot of elements, actually, which will be extremely difficult in some areas. For example, the sending of via Anchor, or sending via even the Terra wallet and not having to sign the transaction twice. Or it would just open up the Terra wallet, wouldn't it? I'm not really sure how it works, to be honest, but I think this is a... So I'll say some good things and bad things. The good side is that this is a truly awful project. The bad side is that there's no redeeming features to this project. And I'm saying this as a nice person, because I think that you should have started off first with an explanation of how you're going to implement it in terms of the mint basically allowing you to scale implementation and having like a sustainable project where having dashboards would mean like you connect with like TradeFi, like traditional finance, and then you would generate like revenue that way as like an actual company. But if you're using this to basically prop up NFT projects, I mean, imagine your revenue stream is, if this is a successful dashboard, you mint more NFT projects, right? Because there's no token for this. There can't be a token for this, right? So the revenue stream is that there's an NFT project that you make, right? So,
well, that's not the revenue stream. That's to get.
What's the revenue stream then? Well, what's the revenue stream then?
Well, that's gonna come from.
Essentially, I think the NFT project is to bootstrap the
set. What is the long-term revenue stream? There's no token here, SuperTerra. What is the long-term revenue stream?
Let me just talk, man. You kind of came out swimming. That's not.
I'm an otter, dude. I'm a fucking otter.
You're an auditor?
I'm an otter.
I don't get it. You're being
mad. I'm an animal. Matter.
So funding is going to come from people paying for premium, right? That you get now by paying for an NFT. So you can do that a couple of ways. You can either do through staking, or you can use Sabera, or you can tell people, okay, buy a token, and then an NFT, and then you have access for 6 months, whatnot. It takes some time to figure it out. This is not to increase the prices of an NFT. I want to build an app, right? For context, I've been in like a designer and UX designer, UI designer, and a developer for 20 years. I know how hard these things are. Design working with a pro like Dyke, they know this stuff. They know where to source their data from. They know how to work with this kind of stuff. I mean, it's not very complicated. Like the NFT here is now to raise initial funding. Second Settlers if I need more funding, and in the meantime we're going to figure out how exactly to charge for this kind of services, you know, because one of the people is that I want to be able for my girlfriend to use this, and if she wants to use the premium tools, she needs to be able to do that as well without doing some sort of crazy staking mechanism. So it's kind of like figuring out how to charge for it. And man, I'm going to be doing freelance work at the same time to build this product. So it's not some sort of self-enrichment goal. it's been a massive sacrifice to get get to this point.
Okay, I had a couple of questions.
Yeah?
Fire away.
Okay, what is this project about and where is funding come from?
Were you part of the conversation before? Did you just join in?
Yeah, so that was covered earlier on. It depends how recently you joined the conversation. So in essence, the initial NFT mint is to support the development of the platform that will allow, if you like, a single view of someone's Terra transactions, performances, and so on, and also augmented with news and information, obviously. And I think I think Jimmy made some really good points, because it's not an easy undertaking, and obviously that's the reason why you're doing that initial raise, so that essentially you can start to build that out. So I think it was a healthy challenge. Does that help you for your question, Eth, as well?
Sorry.
Do you at all think that funding this project by NFTs will lead to any bad public perception?
I mean, there's this one guy that didn't really like it. I don't know what bad public reception there could be. Like, it's. I'm trying to be as clear as possible of what's happening. I'm not lying about what the NFT is for. I'm not trying to be sneaky. Everything is out in the open, and I'm doxed myself. So, yeah, I'm not. If there's negative feedback, which I've had before, then yeah, happy to get to learn more about it and how I can make changes. But nah, just do cool stuff. Be honest and clear about what's happening and the challenges and the mistakes, and I think should be fine.
It's interesting. Were you talking there more broadly about the public perception of NFTs? Because essentially, I guess the target audience for this are people who are obviously in Terra, which is a space where NFTs are growing quite rapidly. I guess that broader perception is a completely different sort of ballpark, but just good to understand the context. We do have a few more questions from some patient people that have messaged through, and I can see another speaker waiting to come forward. Just bear with me.
Are there any REST developers? No, I'm kidding.
I certainly not by title, but if we just have a quick look here. So John Bean, who's on the call, is really interested to know, are the plans for CyberDex ultimately include combining multiple wallets on the dashboard?
I'd like to. I'm a little bit struggling how to technically do that. I want it myself. But for example, if you look at Aport, you can put in any wallet, and they can see all their data, which is cool. I can do that as well. But the goal ultimately is that you can interact with it and you can make swaps and whatnot. So I'm not quite sure how to technically make the right decision, what approach to take. But yeah, I'd like to, definitely. That I need that myself. I want to have my my daily and my spending, basically. I'm trying to replicate, or at least have a good like alternative banking approach to it. I want my daily spending in there. I want to see my savings. I want to kind of move assets between the two. Yes. The answer is yes, but I'm not quite sure yet which approach to take with that.
Okay, so I just had one more question coming in, which I've now lost. Hang on, so many screens open at the moment, and two machines and a phone. There we go. So it was a real question about, are you planning to build in some kind of day trading utilities and features in the future? That's from Zyma Pro, who is somewhere on the call.
I apologize. Can you repeat that?
Are you planning to build in any day trading utility or features into the dashboard and tool in the future?
Yeah, I'd like to, definitely. I want to work together with all the other protocols and everything that is out there. I think it's important that you can make timely decisions on the swaps that you've made. For example, like if Kujira is suddenly going crazy and you have a bag of that it prompts you saying like, hey man, something cool is going on. Can I have a look at this? But I'm not a day trader myself, so I'm currently approaching it from, okay, I like trading NFTs. I know the NFT tools for those are important. I know what I want as a casual user that wants to use it as a secondary bank account, basically. But exactly what needs to be there for day traders, I'm thinking it through and listing it out and writing it down. But I'd love to have a conversation about that on the Discord, what's most important to you. Because I currently only have the experience that I have, and I don't day trade a lot. I have a lot, you know, I like buying tokens from other projects, and I kind of set and forget because I don't know if I've made any profit on that. So I'm going at it from my own perspective and experience. So I'm making things that I currently know that I need to kind of learn more about day trading. But yeah, go into Discord and I'll open a thread later a thread, so I can hear more in depth about what you would like to see as a day trader. Because the more I hear from people that do this as a job, the better.
So I think that's a really great open invite, and I do encourage people to import that. I think ultimately for a project that's very much at your very early stages, and you're looking to essentially use the NFT mint to bootstrap the build of it, then this is a great time for you to get that kind of input and feedback from the community. So that's really great. Probably look to wrap up in a few minutes. If anyone has a burning question or we'd like to sort of step forward and give some thoughts, then please do. Otherwise, we will probably look to, close up in the next few minutes. Any more alpha to tease? And also, before you do, I'll remind people that I have actually selected a couple of lucky recipients of Loop NFTs. I think certainly there's not going to be an otter amongst that, but we'll see who we select. But I'll let you guys know. By DM straight afterwards.
My heart's still racing from the Jimmy guy, man. Oh, man. No, I'll stall. Anyway, sorry.
If there's no other questions,
fire away.
So, CyberDeck, I had a question about potential longevity. So, once the project is complete, which is some ways out, I fully understand that. Do you think that you'll ever afford the opportunity to bring in other Layer 1 blockchains into the application as well? Or do you think maybe that's just too far out to even estimate?
So when I got into Terra and kind of came up with the idea, I was like, man, Terra has everything you'd ever need, right? And this is from the approach of for a person that wants to get into crypto and use the benefit of Terra and not really be too involved in, you know, because learning about crypto, it's a lot. So for the people that want to use crypto and kind of set and forget and have it as a long-term option, which Terra is great for, then Terra by itself is enough for almost, you know, like most people.
Huh? Sorry, it's all right. One of my cats just surged across me. I thought I was on mute. Apologies.
No worries.
That's the first for me. Apologies. Please carry on.
Yeah, no worries. I'd love to kind of venture out into other things in Cosmos, but even for me, I'm not 100% what's going on. I'm not 100% sure what other things are going out on outside of Terra, like in Cosmos, that kind of offer the same ecosystem that Terra does by itself. So it would only, I think it's only day traders that are in a lot of other chains that would benefit from that, and it's currently not in the plan, but it needs to be built in such a way that it can be brought in quite easily if I wanted to go in that direction. That I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Thank you for all of your answers, by the way. I appreciate it.
No worries, man. Yeah, I've thought about this stuff. Oh man, that guy. Anyway,
so I think by way of closing off, I think what I like is you had the idea through how you organize your own life and your kind of life dashboard that led into a reignition of a love of crypto over the last few years, which I think is fantastic. And then certainly leading with the art, but also looking at it as a very integral part of helping support the development of a project that really helps people to move away from the massive, it's a sea of information by the very nature of the Terra space. It is decentralized, but what you're trying to do is give a sense of control to people that really, really immerse themselves in the space. And I know myself from my 100 Discords, it's difficult to keep track of everything, you know, by some way. So I can certainly understand that. That's kind of really, you know, my thoughts are, you know, you're doing really well with the mint. You can have a really good sort of first phase opportunity. Anyone buying this first phase collection will be effectively, you know, beneficiaries of the things that you develop over time. And I think really just to reiterate, visit the Discord, you know, get involved in active discussions and help CyberDeck grow as a new community and opportunity in the Terra space.
Yeah. And go to app.cyberdeck.money, which is kind of like my experimental interface where I kind of have a bunch of information, and it's my not playground. It's just that I build out the dumb prototypes. The dumb components, so to say, like where I prepare the design and I code it up in HTML, CSS in preparation for the developers to bring in the data, basically. So that's kind of going to be like you should bookmark that page, because I'm going to add like release notes. There's going to be the utility. The trade tool is going to be in there. You know, most people, they release a Google Sheet. I'm currently coding a page in that app where you can type in the ID of your NFT and can kind of see the traits, the rarities, and potential collabs that are attached to it. And the code that I write for that is going to be used, showing other collections and the same rarities and the kind of same benefits from the NFTs that you have in your possession around that. So I'm coding. I might not be a REST developer, but I'm a front-end developer. I've been doing this for a very long time. So, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I know that the road ahead is hard. But I've sacrificed 6 months of my life and income to even get to this point. If I were to rug and run, I wouldn't even have played even. So I've waited 6 years to get to this point, to build a product again for myself, that I want to use for people that are in the same position. I want to build something cool, and I have the skill set to do it, and I want to bring you guys along.
Excellent. And you'll find you've got a very supportive community behind you as well, who will certainly be there to help, advise, guide, and support. So just take that away as a genuine message from this. A lot of people on this space have come out to listen to you. The website, you know, looks very slick and professional, and we know it's an early stage development, so it's only going to go forward from here. There is one very last question, and then I will look to wrap up. Had a nice follow-up from shopon.ust asking, this person wants, and the typing as well, wants to know just a little bit more about the plans for royalties on the NFTs. And also, can individuals who own an NFT determine the royalty, or is it done automatically on the platform? Obviously, these are things you may not know yet, but those are two questions. So thank you, shopon.ust, for those.
Yeah, no worries. So the idea of royalties, I tried to keep it away from the start, because there's a lot involved, you know, around laws and taxes by promising too much from the start. So I wanted to be really clear that this is utility and it's about getting access to the app. But now that we're more advanced in the process, I want to think about how do I provide more value for the people that invest early on. So I want to do profit sharing and royalties, so to say, for what's coming. But I haven't thought it like much more about it other than that. Like, there's a lot of tokenomics involved, but I want everyone to do well. So I'm going to keep thinking about it. But the point of this NFC is not royalties. But I want to do cool stuff. So I'm certainly thinking about it and keeping it in mind. I hope that's, I hope that makes sense. Yeah, Super Terra. Can everyone still hear me?
I can hear you. Yep.
No, hang on. I was busy talking to myself there, which I do an awful lot. I had a very nice additional comment there from shopon.ust. Just saying what a lovely, friendly AMA it was. And then I was apologizing for my cat that's just going absolutely crazy at the moment. So we've had interruptions from several animals on this spaces. But hopefully, I think the positive is building well, and a reminder as we close out, the Cyberdeck premium first collection is available minting now on Nowhere Art, and is literally into its kind of last phases of first mint. So wish you success for getting your kind of bootstrap opportunity to continue developing something is a passion project that you'll find a lot of support for in the community.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the only one that is experiencing these issues. So I found some, there's a lot of people that are keen for this product and that have been supporting Cyberdeck. And how amazing is it that I can put out an idea and find support in a community that's very helpful. I feel blessed. I'm happy. I don't have to go down a VC road, and I can kind of follow my gut, so to say. I've been wanting to build an app like this for a long time, and not stopping anytime soon. And I'm definitely not going to be told by a VC what I can and cannot be doing. And I think I have the good background to achieve this. And it's a never ending project. Like there's no place where it stops. There's no done. One of these I want this to be an app that a lot of people can use, and it's easy to use. I know it's 9 p.m but I'd love if you have time for another AMA and in the future, I'd love to chat more, because there's all these these ideas and things that I want to share.
Of course. Well, you've just beat me too. I was going to suggest, actually, it'd be great to come back and have a conversation, obviously, as you develop out the platform. And obviously, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today, and I've enjoyed obviously getting to know you, getting to know the project. And there is an accompanying article that I've produced on Loop that gives some background, lots of links as well. So what I'll do is when the lovely people from Terra Spaces produce the cleaned up version, I will append the link to Loop and the article there. So you've got all that information as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I certainly don't have anything to hide. I'm pretty honest and open about everything and my past and my skills and shortcomings and issues and whatnot. So, tell me what's up, but don't be an ass.
Absolutely. Constructive, positive support and feedback. Always the way it should be, definitely. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you to all of you that put the questions across, and look forward to following up soon. Just a quick reminder, I'm having a week of spaces. I've actually now got one for Friday as well. Tomorrow I'm meeting up with the Stone Ducks, who are awesome. A crazy cannabis focused project. I think that should be great fun. So that's tomorrow evening. And Thursday I'm with the Lunatic Apes. They're at the early stages, got some really interesting art styles going on there. And on Friday, having had an environmental spaces last week for Earth Day, I've now been asked to get involved in a sort of a bigger group discussion. So that will be probably less directly NFT related, but very much about how we in this space can make a difference. So it's a week of spaces. It wasn't planned, but it's always nice when these things happen. So thank you everyone for joining us. Best of luck to Cyberdeck, and look forward to speaking again soon. Have a good rest of your day, morning, evening, afternoon, depending where you are in the world.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. It was awesome. Thank you.
Cheers. A pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you. See you all.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Cyberdeck Money Overview and AMA, hosted by Superterra, recorded on Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. I'll look aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke rolls in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers, rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse, but in the universe I'm just writing some words, enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included, acting like a writer never felt secluded. Shit and line them up, just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog, it could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead, or putting in new speakers. It's a toss-up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo, I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down, all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle, getting high in space with the Hubble.